going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
It's perception change time in the Big 12. What's up, everybody? I'm Pete Mundo. Welcome in. We're Heartland College Sports, and we cover the Big 12 Conference. We are so glad you're here, and I would be even more glad if you would subscribe to the channel right there below you. Hit the like button on YouTube and drop that 5-star rating and review on the podcast, where we are giving away merch to the best reviews on the podcast, Apple or Spotify. So the perception change should be coming to the Big 12. The question is, will the rest of college football media listen and be a part of this obvious perception change? If I told you that Pro Football Focus would have three players out of the Big 12 among their top 10 returning players at a position, what position would you assume that would be? Wide receiver, maybe defensive back, maybe offensive line. What if I told you three of the top 10 returning defensive linemen in college football from Pro Football Focus are out of the Big 12? You would say, no way. Defensive line, that's an SEC thing. Defensive line, that's a Big 10 thing. Defensive line, certainly, in a watered-down college football conference hierarchy, there is no way, not a chance, that that is an SEC thing or a Big 12 thing, excuse me. Oh, but it is. It is very much a Big 12 thing. And that's what we need to talk to you about here. So here are the three guys who are right now among Pro Football Focus's top five players returning at defensive line. Lee Hunter at a Texas Tech. Of course, he came over from UCF in the transfer portal. Absolute stud there on that line. 6'4", 320, massive dude, great skills, disruptive force in the run and the pass game. He's obviously big time for Texas Tech. Dominique Orange, Iowa State. He came in at number 7. All right? And he's part of a great 1-2 punch. When you look at Aaron Graves, Orange has the size to anchor at nose tackle, 320 pounds, moves really well for his frame, and has a really good spin move. His 13.6% pass rush win rate ranked 10th among all FBS tackles in 2024. And his run defense grade over the past two seasons sits among the top 20 Power 4 interior defenders. And at number 8 on this list, Dante Corleone, the godfather from Cincinnati. He's in that top 10 as well. So you've got three guys out of the Big 12 in the top 10 for PFF's top 10 returning defensive linemen in all of college football. That is damn impressive. And the Big 12 should be bragging about it. I will brag about it for the Big 12. I am happy to be that guy. I will gladly do it because these are the things that need to be brought to the attention of you, the Big 12 fan, and then hopefully from there you share the video, you share this stuff with your college football friends, and it works its way through the college football ecosystem. That's why we want more of you here. So this is case in point, and I do wonder if that perception change will start to happen. It's not going to happen courtesy of college football's mainstream media. It's not going to happen from ESPN, College Game Day. They're going to wax poetic about the SEC guys. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to say, hey, you've got three studs in the Big 12 and more than that, but you've got three studs in the Big 12 who are in PFF's top 10 returning defensive linemen in all of college football. They're not going to highlight that story. We'll do it. They're not going to do it at ESPN. Fox might. Outside of that, where are you going to get this stuff? Who's going to have the back of this conference when it comes to the perception of the Big 12? There are people out there who still think the Big 12 is like spread it out, run and gun, Mike Leach era college football. And it's, you know, it's not that. All right? It's just not. But some people just can't help themselves. And they just don't want to pay attention to what's going on here in this conference. You just had the Big 12 make a great statement in the NFL draft, right? You have plenty of running backs who heard their names called. Seven running backs selected. No other conference in America had more. R.J. Harvey, running back, Denver Broncos. Cam Scataboo, New York Giants. D.J. Giddens, Colts. Ollie Gordon, Dolphins. Devin Neal with the Saints. Taj Brooks with the Bengals. And Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt with the Commanders. Seven dudes. No other conference had seven running backs taken. The Big 12 did. So you look at the Big 12. If I told you that there was a conference that would have the most running backs taken in the NFL draft and three of the top 10 returning players per Pro Football Focus on the interior of the defensive line for next season, would you think that that was the Big 12? No. You'd say running back and interior defensive line? No, that's the SEC. That's the Big 10. There's no way that's the Big 12, but it is. And this is something that many in the Big 12, well, a couple people in the Big 12 have been talking about for a long time. And one of the folks at the top of that list, Mike Gundy. Now, Mike Gundy can't say much right now because his team just went 0-9. He had this worst season of his coaching career. But Mike Gundy has long talked about how the Big 12 played better defense than it was ever given credit for. However, you know, it would look like these games were getting scored 51-48 and all these crazy scores, and oh, no one plays defense. Well, when you broke down the numbers by advanced analytics, efficiency numbers, ratings, points per drive, things like that, the Big 12 looked a lot better than people would give it credit for. So I was looking at some of the advanced analytics and things like points per drive across this conference and net points per drive when you average, you know, the offensive points per drive with the defensive points per drive. And the Big 12 was in surprisingly good shape. Once again, something you're not going to hear from college football's more mainstream media. Net points per drive, I mean, you look at some of the numbers here for the Big 12. You had Arizona State near the top, in the top 15. You had BYU in the top 25. And this is obviously just taking offensive points per drive minus defensive points per drive. That's all you're doing here with this number. And you're getting net points per drive. Colorado just missing the top 25. TCU in the top 30. Iowa State sitting there at 31. Baylor at 33. Kansas State in the mix as well, just shortly after that. So these are all things that the Big 12 has succeeded at when you look at some of the advanced analytics. When you look at things like defensive efficiency, that's also a place you can look, and you will quickly see the narrative is not what people have told you that it was for a very long time. All right? Those are just the facts when you look at the Big 12 last season. You had BYU inside the top 20. You had Utah at number 13. Utah went 5-7 last season. All right? They were not good last year, but their defensive efficiency rating was 13th in the country, ahead of SMU, who made the college football playoff, ahead of Oregon, who made the college football playoff, ahead of BYU, who came in 18th. In fact, those two schools in the Big 12 were 1-2. Utah, BYU, 1-2 in the Big 12 in opponent-adjusted defensive efficiency. Colorado is pretty good, right outside of the top 20 at 22. K-State was 24. Arizona State just missed the top 30, and that's in defensive efficiency. When people talked about Arizona State, they didn't talk about their defense. Houston was at 35. Iowa State was actually at 38. So suddenly when you look at some of those numbers, and I'm not saying they tell the whole story, okay? There's always more to it than any single analytic or any single statistic, but it does give you a little more color than simply points per game, points allowed per game, sacks per game. It just gives you a little more to look at. And that's where the Big 12 has long been, I think, shorted by many in college football media in a very unfair way.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
But unfortunately, it's become par for the course for far too long, so that's where the narrative has to start switching. All right? I'm Pete Mundo. So glad you're here. And that's why we would love for you to share this video and share the channel with your friends who are Big 12 fans. Because these are the types of data points that we want to get far and wide. So just send the show to a friend. That would be much appreciated. Tell them to subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed as well right now. Hit the like button on YouTube. And we are so glad that you are here as a part of the show. And also let us know where you're watching from. That way, we can give you the old shout out as we roll through the program. I love looking up and hearing from new towns all across, not just Big 12 country, but frankly across North America. So with that, someone asked me this the other day, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. They said, Pete, should the Big 12 do what the SEC does? So if you transfer within the SEC, you have to sit, right? You got to sit a year. And a lot of people have asked me whether or not the Big 12 should do something. Because in the SEC, if you were to enter the transfer portal during the spring window, which is, you know, just wrapped up, you then have to sit out 1 year before you become eligible to play. The rule basically aims to protect teams in the SEC from basically knowing something that might impact a matchup come the fall. I don't want the Big 12 to have that. First off, spring football is not close to what it used to be. Coaches know that players are going to be leaving and new players could be coming after the spring portal window. Coaches are not implementing game plans in spring football. I think it's as glorified as a practice as it can be. And yes, you want to see what you've got, but I think the SEC overreacted a little bit with their plan. And frankly, I think a large part of it was just try to prevent tampering within the conference as well. I don't know how much that's happening in the Big 12 right now, but it came up here because we have had some inter-conference transfers. Would it be inter or intra? Someone can answer that for me. If not, I'll look it up by the end of the show. Either way, you get the point. And it just happened the other night. Noah King, safety, who committed to play for K-State in the class of 2025, is now set to transfer to Colorado after being with the program for just a few months. He was a four-star guy by 247, top 250 player, and an impressive player in his class. He picked K-State over 12 different programs, including West Virginia, Nebraska, Kentucky, and more. So it's a good pickup for Colorado, but that led people to ask whether or not this should happen in the Big 12. And here's why I don't want the Big 12 to implement a similar policy. The Big 12 does not have, we all know this, and I'm always going to shoot you straight. The Big 12 obviously is in a place where it is not on just an individual talent basis where the SEC is. It's okay. It doesn't mean the Big 12 teams can't beat the SEC teams, but on just an individual talent basis, we know there is more of the 4- and 5-star player at the SEC level. I don't want to risk a really talented Big 12 player leaving a program and not having the option to stay in this conference. The Big 12 doesn't have the leverage to do that. If you have a 4-star guy or a big-time player who hits the portal after spring and suddenly the other 15 Big 12 teams are off the list and that talented guy leaves the conference, it's not good for the Big 12. I understand the idea of like, hey, this K-State guy is now going to Colorado. Who cares? I mean, does K-State even play Colorado this year? I don't even know. But in a league that has 16 teams, you're not playing around robin. Spring football's not what it used to be. You're not like installing game plans. It's more likely than not you may not even play a team from your own conference in a given year. What is it? You know, every other year at best, everyone's got a built-in, not everybody, but there's some obviously locked-in rivalries. But outside of that, I mean, you know, you're rotating every year who you're playing in a 16-team conference where you got 9 conference games. So you got a 2-3 shot of playing a team year in, year out for the most part. So I don't want to sit there and say we're going to put our foot down and we are going to block players from transferring inside of the conference if they leave after the spring window. No way. Not interested. Don't want to go down that road. And I don't want to see the Big 12, most importantly, go down that road. That is not something that would be good for the league. And the league doesn't have the ability to lose top-tier talent to another conference. If a guy wants to leave for whatever his reasons are, and he goes to the ACC, that's a loss. Forget going to the SEC or the Big Ten. That is a loss for the Big 12, and I just don't want to see it for this conference at all. And that's why I don't think that's a good idea by any stretch of the imagination. Meantime, I did get asked as well, speaking of big stories this week, if you're a college football fan, you may have seen this. On three buying rivals. That was some big news in the college football world. Now, listen, some of you guys might be subscribers to both, either one. I obviously know both of those operations, not the inner workings of them, but we all know Rivals and we all know On3. Listen, On3 has been kicking butt. You give credit where it's due, all right? I mean, you look at how they have built that brand and what they have done to make On3 a premier destination. Shannon Terry, their founder and CEO, who was the guy who founded Rivals, does a really good job building these recruiting networks up. So the ownership group behind On3 acquired Rivals and then forged a partnership with Yahoo Sports. So as part of the deal, Yahoo will take an ownership stake in On3's parent company and secure a seat on its board. And now, of course, they want to leverage their distribution network to bolster the combined entity's growth. It's admirable and it makes sense. It's got no impact on us, all right? None whatsoever. We're independent, just so you guys know. That's why your word of mouth, you sharing the show, you helping spread the show and watching it matters. We are completely independent. People always think we're part of something. I mean, I started this thing with the laptop. Not the laptop. I was going to say the laptop in front of me, but no, that would be a 10-year-old laptop and it wouldn't be functioning right now. But I started this thing with a laptop and a vision, and that's what it continues to be. We've got our writers. We've got our guys in the news desk. I'm doing, of course, the shows, podcasts, and video and everything else. We're on social media. Follow us on Instagram, on X, on Facebook. You can get all of our stuff. We've got free forums, but this is not our model. We don't do recruiting. I wanted to bring way more attention than I thought college football media was giving to the Big 12. And that was my whole purpose of this brand with Heartland College Sports. And if I knew it would have been this much of a labor of love over 10 years, I don't know if I would have done it, to be honest. Now it's, you know, a nice small business is really what it is. It's a small business. But it took a long time to get here. And it still is, listen, I'm doing content every day for this thing. So what we do is not what they do. What they have, their investor operation is completely different. All right? There's no board here. The board is me. Anyone has a problem, they talk to me. You email me. You tell me whatever you think. I mean, I'm the board, I guess. It's just me. So trust me, we've got great guys working for us. But any major decision, obviously, is being decided on by me. So it's just different. But what On3 does, they have kicked butt. And, you know, you can't take that away from them. They do a great job on the recruiting scene. They invested heavily in it. And Rivals is a shell of what it used to be. We've had guys on our forums that are completely free at Heartland College Sports for any Big 12 fan note that Rivals really got its tail whooped in the recruiting game the last few years. They would just rate guys after On3 or 247 did. And it would be like some mid rating, very average, and it wouldn't really mean anything. And they would just kind of follow the lead of On3 and 247. So they've lost their cachet. Now, they still have a big member base because they've been around forever. People like their forums for their teams, I guess. They do have some insider information. Some of their team pages are better than others, obviously. But this makes sense. And this is part of a longer-term vision, I believe, by On3 on the business side to build out its network, build out its brand, capitalize on the forums that do exist that have emails attached and information on people attached, obviously, that goes into the thousands and thousands and thousands, and just grow that operation with Yahoo. So it makes great sense. I'm happy for them. This is a very big pie in digital media, the internet. It's ever growing. So whatever works for them is great. It's just different from what we do. And there's room for all of us in this game. That's always been my thoughts. So with that, we appreciate you. We're glad that you're here on Heartland College Sports. And I would love it if you would subscribe right now. Hit that like button on the video and leave a 5-star rating and review on the podcast. All right, let's see where some of the small towns are that you guys are watching from. Oh, and Glenn, thank you. Intra conference. I was going to lean intra, not inter. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you, buddy. Pinedale, Wyoming in the house. Okay, that's got to be anything in Wyoming gets a look top. All right, Pinedale, Wyoming, got to be the winner. Barely 2,000 people. I love that. Pinedale, Wyoming, that's got to be the winner. Sebring, Florida in the house as well. We got Lubbock, Texas. We are looking at, what do we got here? DeSoto, Kansas as well. Redwood City, California, big BYU fan. Unfortunately, yeah, not a small town. If I've heard of it, well, I know a lot of small towns in Oklahoma and Western Kansas. Tyler's watching from the small town of Brooklyn, New York. Attaboy, Tyler. I like that, buddy. Well done. Well done. So I'm actually heading up to Boston this weekend. Speaking of the East Coast, I'm going to Fenway Park for my second time ever. My brother lives there, and I will be checking out a Red Sox game for just the second time in my life. Been about 20 years since I've been there for a game. So I'm excited for that. If you're a sports fan, that's going to be on the bucket list. And I am looking forward to getting back there and just seeing it for the first time in a very long time. It's obviously a staple if you're just a sports fan in general. So that's what I'll be doing. But we'll still be active. Follow me on social media if you want, on Instagram, at Pete Mundo. I am there, and you can find me, and I'll have some stuff up from Fenway this weekend. In the meantime, follow us on all of the channels for Heartland College Sports, X, Instagram, Facebook, and right here on YouTube and on the podcast. And last note I did want to share with you guys. We are taking your ideas for merch on the Heartland College Sports shop, so leave a comment for just a great merch idea tied to the Big 12, something trolling the SEC, and we will send you, if we pick your idea, we'll send you some free merch as well, all right? So let me know in the comments on that. We'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.